A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
First of all, when I get broken up with, my response is like, yeah, get out of here. What were you doing here to begin with, buddy? Run for your life. Take me with you. I don't want to be here.
Text Appears, a Netflix comedy special.
New York City, make some noise for Jordan Jensen.
Title, Take Me With You. Jordan walks on stage pinching her crotch. She has long, dark blonde hair.
I'm having an underwear issue. I'm trying to be less disgusting, so I bought all these, like, you know the underwear for women?
She holds her fingers an inch apart. Jordan wears jeans and a t-shirt.
It's just underwear for women. I bought that. But they're gaslighting us on our pussy part, no? It's getting smaller by the day, isn't it? It used to be big like a fat Ace bandage, and now it's little. And then you put it on and you have to...
She spreads her knees.
You have to favor a labe all day? You got to split custody? You ever do that? Where you're like, you get it for 5 more minutes, but then you better share with your brother. Yo, you got to share, I said. Fair's fair.
The stage is draped in red silk.
What do women do that have had kids who, you know? The fact that women rip during childbirth is a Jackass sketch. The fact that your whole life, your body's like, have a baby, whore.
She flicks her tongue and smirks.
And then you finally do, and it's like, let's make the baby's head a little bit bigger in their pussy. My name's Johnny Knoxville. This is the cunt tear. That's fucked up. Illegal. What do men have that's bad? What do you guys have that's... You know what men have that I wouldn't trade for anything? When you guys come, your feet look really stupid.
She curls her fingers.
When a guy's like, do you want to do reverse cowgirl? You're like, do you want to do it? Sure.
She splays her fingers.
You're about to come and your toes go, spread out, boy. You guys should feel insecure about that. I might have a dick in my mouth, but while I do, your feet look dumb as hell, though.
She pulls at the crotch of her jeans.
These underwear suck. It's because I'm trying to be a little bit more feminine. I'm trying to be, like, I pitched this hour to a different streaming platform, and they were like, we love you, we just want you to either be gay or more feminine. And I was like, yeah, me too. Yes. Sign me up. I want to be hot. All my friends are getting hotter. One of my friends is so hot that she can make demands of men. Do you know about these? She's so hot that she can demand things. It's boundaries is what she calls it. She sets boundaries. Amazing word. She goes, I set a boundary with my boyfriend. She goes, I told him that he has to text me every night before bed. Good night, I love you, or it's over. And I was like, wow, what do you say to that? And she goes, now he texts me every night before bed. Good night, I love you. And now everything's great. And I was like, nice. If I said that to any man I've ever dated, they would be like, oh, perfect. I was on the fence anyway. Get the fuck out of here, bitch.
She swoops her hand.
I'm not setting ultimatums, okay? Me in a relationship is not me being like, you got to do this. Me in a relationship is me going, no, I'm not gay. Watch. No, I love doing this. I'm really enjoying it. I like being here. That's also probably why I'm insecure, is because everybody thinks I'm a lesbian. It's very annoying. I'm not going to fucking date a woman because I have 3 lesbian moms and a dead dad. I'm not trying to replace mommy. I'm trying to replace daddy. And when I'm with a woman, I'm the daddy, and I don't want to be daddy. Anytime I have sex with a woman, they're locked in forever, right? They're like, we're one. We're a snake eating its own tail. My hand is in there. I can't back it out, dude. I'm like, whoa, what is that? They're like, that's my heart. You can keep it. No, I don't want that.
Jordan frowns at the audience.
I went and got waxed to try and be more feminine. I was like, I'll get waxed. That'll make me less dykey, because everything I fucking do, everybody goes, you're a big dyke. I wore a watch the other day, 9 strangers, dyke. I was like, I have to know the time. I have to know what time it is. What am I supposed to have on my little tattoo of a penis? And I go, oh, it's clack, clack, clack.
Oh, good. I know what time it is now. It's 9:00.
She taps her wrist, then scowls at the crowd.
And then I went in to get waxed. I'll tell you. I went in to get waxed. I go in. First of all, the reason why I went in is because when we shave, we are traumatizing ourselves in the shower because of the position we have to get into, okay? Men, you think we're in there like this. You think we're like this. I'm just a girl in the world doing things that I do. No, not like that. Not like that. It's not 1 foot up. It's 2 feet flat. 10 foot.
She squats.
It's bad, dude. I have to do my ass. My ass? Brutal, dude. And then you have to squunch over. You get all these rolls, these belly rolls, and the water goes over the rolls, making it look like a Frank Lloyd Wright house. You know what I mean? You're like, oh, good, I've made an architectural anomaly. And then you get the tits, dude. That's the worst, because you have to roll the shoulders to get under. So you roll the shoulders, we get those fucking long boys. Oh, foghorn longhorn. Why do they get so drip? Why are they drippy, drippy sandcastles? Why do they look like lava lamps? Why do they look like they're gonna drip off my body? They're like paddles. It looks like if you got them going, they would clack for eternity like Newton's cradle.
She hunches over, swaying.
And I hate this too. You have to pull this back.
She touches her crotch.
To get the good shave, you gotta pull this back like you're fucking putting eye drops into a shaggy dog's eyeball. Look up at me. Look up at me, I'm helping you is why.
Jordan stands up straight, then reaches for a glass of water.
So I went in and I got waxed.
She sips her water.
I hate when comics tell a joke and then while people are laughing, they take a sip. It's very self-aggrandizing to me. Like while you guys are laughing, they're like, yeah.
She sips and snarls.
But I went in and I got waxed. Here's the deal. I went in and first of all, she said, take your pants and underwear off. And then she did not leave the room.
She frowns, pressing her lips into a fine line.
I was like, are you going to stay? She's like, do you want me to leave? I was like, no. And then here's the deal. I took my pants off. It was underwear time, okay? We don't know what's on our underwear at any given time of day. We don't know what level of discharge. You guys thought I was gonna say the word. It's discharge, and it's fucking disgusting. Don't cheer for it, it's the grossest. That's also why I don't date women, okay? I'm not disgusted. If a guy goes down on me and his face is wet, I go, you better wipe quick. You better come up, wipe quick.
She flares her nostrils in disgust.
Sometimes I get homophobic. They'll come up and I'm like, yo, what, were you sucking a dick down there? No. Shit. They're like, I was literally going down on your female genitalia. I'm like, you were sucking a cow. So she was like, you know, she was like, take your underwear off. And, you know, some days you take it off, there's nothing on there. And you go, oh, I should have 9 boyfriends, okay? Other days, you take it off and you're like, I have to go right to jail. So what I did was I took it, I'm just gonna tell you what I did. She's standing there, dude, she's standing there. So what I do is I grabbed.
She cups her hands between her legs.
I grabbed the pussy part. And then I kinda wiped with it. I did. I kind of wiped with it. And then she's like watching. And then I start pulling it down like this. And she's like, are you okay? And I was like, yeah, totally. This isn't how you take your underwear. This is how I take my underwear off. You don't do that? I take it off like that. And then I throw it right in the trash. Weird if you don't. It's actually weird if you don't do that.
She stands and chuckles.
So then the waxing lady goes, do you want me to remove everything? And I'm afraid of bald vaginas. Not in like a philosophical sense, but in like a literal sense. They just frighten me, dude. Like when one of my friends is like changing or peeing or something and she pulls her pants and underwear down and there's a bald vagina, it looks like, it looks like a betrayal. It looks like if you walked up behind somebody that you thought you knew.
She widens her eyes.
And you're like, oh, it's Jason, look. And you saw him from the back, and you're like, 100% Jason. And you spun him around, and then his face just had no facial features.
She closes her eyes, pressing her lips together. She shrugs, flailing her hand.
Right? It looks like Neo's mouth in The Matrix, and he's like, I don't like that. And she was like, okay, well, what do you want then? And I was like, I would just like a, like, what I should have said is a bikini wax. That's what I wanted. Just that, my shit with no beard, right?
She traces her bikini line.
So I was like, oh, I'll take, I was like, I just want the triangle. And she's like, oh, triangle, no problem. And I was like, oh, thank you so much. And she's like, I love you. And I was like, I love you too. And then I laid down.
Her face goes slack. She shifts on her feet, rubbing her forehead.
And it all happened very fast. It didn't hurt very much because I guess I asked her, she said women have 3 times higher of a pain tolerance than men. Did you guys know that? Isn't that crazy? Men don't get their balls waxed very often, but women do it all the time. I asked her about that. I asked a massage. I got a massage recently and I was like, is that true? Are women have a higher pain tolerance? And she goes, bro, women want me to get a running start and drop a knee on them. She was like, men come in and they're like, 2 kisses and a hand job.
She tilts her head and smirks.
And then, she goes, your triangle's all done. And I look up, bro, what she gave me legally is a triangle. It is, okay, look. This is what I thought it was gonna be, okay? This is what I thought it was gonna be. I'll show you.
She folds a tissue into a triangle, then places it over her crotch.
That's what I was expecting. Right? Just my shit. Classic. High and tight, right?
She folds the tissue smaller.
What she gave me? I'll show you. I'll do an actual...
She continues to fold the tissue smaller, then rips a corner off. She holds the tiny piece over her crotch.
So fucked up. It's like that. It's like that. It's like that. It is tiny and it is low. It is oddly low down. Like, at least make it centered so it's like, oh, follow the weird arrow to the clitoris. It's, oh, the clitoris? It's right there. It's wearing a little tiny hat. No, it's a British soldier. You got it.
She holds it on her fingertip.
It looks like Guy Fieri. It looks like a soul patch. It looks like a soul patch. It looks like I'm waiting to do a bit where a guy goes down on me and I go, welcome to Flavortown. And then I thought about it, and I was like, what the fuck? What am I? I'm ripping my pubic hair out to be more feminine so a man will want to have sex with me. I don't even like sex that much. I'm saying, I don't like it that much. I'm not very good at it.
She raises her eyebrows.
I'm having a hard time making men ejaculate semen out of their cocks.
She grimaces, then stares at the audience.
I was worried that I had a giant vagina. I was worried I had a giant vagina. And I went into the doctor, I wasn't like, check my giant vagina. I did not do that. I had a lump in my vagina. Don't say ew. Did you just say ew? Are you fucking kidding me? That's crazy. And it wasn't a man's voice. If it was a man's voice, I would have accepted it. It was a woman's voice. Okay, I didn't say it was a zit, or okay, which would still, you should accept my vagina for who it is and how it is and what it decides to do with its life. But mine had it was a lump, okay? Bitch.
She gestures off stage with her thumb.
That's scary. Men, that if you have to have sex with that lady, that's horrifying. You have to pull your subpar penis out and she's, ow.
She smirks.
I will never do that to you, just so you know. I'll go like this. Oh! So I went into the doctor, I had a lump in my vagina, and it was it was a gland that I was tugging and pulling at, and she's like, you gotta stop tugging and pulling at this. And I was like, you gotta take my fingers off then. You gotta take both my hands, please. But she had the curling iron in there. I hate that thing. Why is it so dry? It pulls your outer labia in.
She tightens her grin.
Like a witch's finger. Or they overlube it. You ever get the cool doctor who's like, no, don't worry, I got you. And then they... And all day you're just squeaking that shit out. At 5 o'clock you cough and you're like, oh, that was from earlier.
She holds her crotch.
But I asked her when she had that speculum in there, I was like, is that like a regular size? And she was like, yeah. And I was like, nice. But what's happening with men is, you know, you'll be having sex with them, right? I think I'm on a lot of Prozac also, so I'm over it pretty quickly, right? Nice. It works. Remember in your 20s when they would just come quick and then you'd collect their soul like David Bowie in The Labyrinth? Now you gotta do a whole fucking thing. You gotta do a whole song and dance because they've chafed their cocks. You know what I mean? They have a wizened cock, if you will.
She laughs, covering her mouth.
Sometimes I'll just hop off it. I'll just be like, dude, I gotta expedite this shit, right? You ever do that? We have to make you come. We have to, because if we don't, the next day we'll look in the mirror and go, you're a fat, ugly bitch. You're a fat, ugly bitch. Sometimes you guys don't even want to come. You're like, I'm good. And we're like, oh, this is for me. Sit down. But then what I'll do, you guys have done this, where you switch over to the hand job. You're like, I'll fucking knock this out quick, dude. I'll knock this out. We've been jerking dudes off since we were, you know, whatever age makes you feel comfortable.
She jerks her hand rapidly.
And then you start doing that, right? And you're like, this is good. I'm doing a good job. You can see the toes. Yeah. Right? And then you go, okay. And then you go, even this, my arm's getting a little tired, dude. You better fucking go over the edge here, man. And then you ever do this where you get so tired that you hand off the cock to him? You ever do that? You try and be hot. You try and be like, I want to see you. I don't want to see you. You're not. You're really like, you take over, professor. Show me the way, sensei. And then you watch them and you're like, I've made a critical folly. Because you guys fucking get after that thing. And we're watching you. We're like, don't do it. No, let him live. Let him live. You guys fucking, why wouldn't you warn me while I'm jerking you off? Why wouldn't you be like, hey, you don't stand a chance. You don't have nearly the torque. You can try jerking me off, but you're gonna need welding goggles, a panini press. Because you do whatever you've been doing since you were 13, right in front of us. We hide that shit. You right, and you're like, thanks, I got it from here. I like to whip and snap and bend and rip. Scary stuff. That's porn, though. Porn is doing that, right? You guys are watching too much porn? Nobody admits to it. I hate porn. I'm against porn. I'm not against porn, but it makes me feel bad about my body and face and hands. I jerk off to weird things like George W. Bush. The press conference where they whip the shoe at him and he slips it like a boxer. Fuck. Remember that? Dude, Google that the second you leave here. They whip the shoe at him, he slips it like a boxer and then starts getting fucking amped, dude. And his security guard runs in and he goes, no, 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 no. And he slips the other one. I jerk off to that twice a week. Now what? I don't jerk off to the politics now. What would I jerk off to? Elon? Dude, I thought Elon was done. I thought Elon was done when he threw up the salute. I was sure of that. I was like, oh, we're never going to see him again. But then people were defending him. Like, my mom's defended him, which is kind of crazy, which is weird. Because they have their pubic hair, like, macrame-made into a...
She motions over her groin.
...mural that says, not our president, you know? But they were like, he has Asperger's. And I was like, yeah, I know. That's why I'm upset. I'm upset that we put a man into the public eye that's gonna get so autistic that he's gonna geek out and throw up a hate sign. That's wild. Remember in high school when there was that one autistic kid and your teacher was like, now we're gonna watch Billy give his presentation, and we'd all be like, must we? And poor Billy would just get to the front of the class and just...
Her eyes wander blankly.
And you'd be like,
yeah, he's got to go to a different school, dude. This is not safe. It's not safe for him. It's not safe for us. He throws the basketball too hard.
I looked up porn the other day because I looked up porn because, you know, I got to see what I got to keep up. I got to keep up.
She smiles at the audience.
It's changed. Porn has changed. Like when I watched it, I probably looked in on it like a year ago, right? And it was like, you know, fuck me, step bro, right? And now, which is fine. At least they're like talking. Like they were having a narrative. There was a back and forth. And now it's like, I watched it and like all of the ones I could find, it had changed to this like, it was like, you know what I mean? It was like electrocuted baby. You know what my theory is? You want to hear my theory? I think it's lip fillers. They sound different. I was at the gym and I saw a girl working out and she took these weights and she was going like this. And it fucked me up. I was like, I'm going to fight this bitch. I was like, I have to kill her. She can't do this to my gender. You know what I mean? This is not good. And then I watched her long enough that I realized that that was how her air was escaping her body because the lip fillers was making the hole smaller. Like she had whittled herself into an oboe. Like if you push air through an oboe, it's gonna make an oboe. So it's gonna. That's why porn stars sound like that. That's why porn stars go, you know what I mean? They can't. If I open my mouth during sex, I go, woo, right? I can go, let's get after it, boy. I can go like that. But they can't do that. The porn, that's all they can do. They might not even be enjoying it. They might be going, I don't want to do this anymore.
She furrows her eyebrows, pursing her lips.
You're not allowed to say that about porn stars. They love their jobs. They love being there. They chose it. It's where they want to be. Then you turn it on, it's a girl just crying on a cock. You're like, no, she's an artist. She really likes that. I watched an interview with a porn star and it fucked my ass up, dude. She had fake tits. The fake tits scare me. They were huge, dude. You know what they reminded me of when I saw them? I guess people are into this. They looked like remember those bouncy balls at Walmart? Okay, hear me out. They're in the cages. Yes, dude. Yes. Those were sick. You'd pop one out and your parents from so far away would be like, "No!" And you'd be like, I'm just gonna bounce around the store. I love those. And then you'd have to return it back to the cage and it'd roll towards you and you go, I miss you too. We had one of those, actually. I had one of those at my school. I went to like a small school for fucked up children. And I had one of those bouncy balls. Like the teacher gave it to me to deal with ADHD. And we were putting on a play and we were like going, we were losing our minds that day. We were like terrorizing the teacher. And then the black kid in the play said the N-word and the teacher went, don't ever say that in my life. Right? And we all looked at the black kid like, what? And he went, it's go time. And then we all started yelling it. We didn't know what it meant. We just knew it was making her want to kill herself. She was losing her mind. She lines us all up on the edge of the stage, and I have that bouncy ball, right? She's screaming at us. It's so loud. I'm bounce, 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 bounce. And she's like, you're the worst group of kids I ever worked with in my goddamn life. I never should have. And I was bounce, 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 bounce. And then she goes, Jordan Jensen. And I held the ball, and she goes, if you bounce that ball one more time, this entire production is canceled. And all the kids, like, looked down the line at me, like, brrr. And I looked at her, and I went, bounce. Dude, kids were ripping their shirts off. A bow and arrow came out at one point. Maybe a stage dive. It was like, ooh. It was the best day of my life. It was the best day of my life. Anyway, her tits look like that.
She curves her arm out, splaying her fingers.
Nice. Cool. I'm glad we made it back. I'm glad we made it back. If I make it back around, I don't have to take Adderall. Okay? And she was doing this interview and she said something that made me realize I'm severely mentally ill. The interviewer asked her something about her boob job. Like, you know, she said something like, why'd you go so Megatron with your make and model? It was more respectful than that, right? And this is what she said. She goes, oh, this is what I've always felt I looked like
on the inside.
Jordan peels her lips into a snarl. She licks her lips and continues.
If I went to a doctor and I said, doctor.
She cocks her head.
Make me look how I feel.
She stoops slightly, raising her chin. She grins at the crowd.
The monster that would exit that facility? The creature that would... How I feel on the inside is hostile. It is yucky. Disgusting. I don't even know if I would leave as one woman. You know what I mean? I might leave as many disgusting, bad, dirty men. You know what I would leave as? I would leave as fucking Hamas. It would be Hamas. It would. It would be Hamas or ISIS. It would be six dudes in the back of a dilapidated Toyota pickup with AK-47s. The doctors would be like, what have we done? And I'd be like, you did a good job is what you did, doctor. I feel actualized as a woman. Grrr. That's what would happen. I don't want to feel that way. I don't want to hate myself. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of thinking sex is like going to cure my, you know, if I fuck enough dudes, I'll like myself. It's enough. I'm out of the game, dude. Remember having sex and your vagina was jacked up and you're like, I'm not letting anybody in there. She's hurting. Nobody's welcome. And then one guy was like, can I have sex in there? And you're like, yeah, go right in. Remember that? You didn't let them eat you out or go down on you, so you weren't lubed up. You're just like, just push it in. It'll wet its own whistle. Just pump for oil. It'll get there. They loved it, dude. They're like, oh, you're so tight. And you're like, thanks. It's inflammation. Thank you so much.
She winks, pacing the stage.
One time. You guys know about that, right? One time I was having sex with this dude. And we were doing it like that, right? And me and him, I was in love with him. We both had vasovagal, which is where we both faint at blood. And we were doing like that. We were doing the dry rub. And the side of my vagina got cut. Yes. And he must have felt like I didn't feel anything because it was all pain. And I didn't see anything because I was searching his eyes for love and commitment. But he must have felt like a change in viscosity because he pulls out and he goes, are you on your period? And I go, no, why? And then he goes, I'm so sorry, I can't help you. And faints on my body, right down. And then I was like, what's going on? So then I lifted up his hips, I saw the blood, and then I passed out. And like usually what happens when you faint is you faint, you get oxygen, and you leave, right? But we were stuck together. So we were just fainting, waking up, looking at each other, seeing the blood.
She goes limp. She hangs her tongue out and rolls her head and eyes.
And we would look at each other like, we have to break the cycle.
She flops her head down.
You gotta get us out of this. I did it. I got us out of it. I pushed him off me. I shoved him off me onto the floor. And I started army crawling to my mom's bedroom. Dude, I was like naked, not naked, I never fucked naked. So probably t-shirt, no pants or underwear, Pooh Bear, right? And I was Pooh Bearing.
She swings her elbows.
To my mom's bedroom. Just screaming. Aah! And I get to my mom's room and the door was locked because she was always, you know. Always locked, dude, with this bitch. And she's a good mom. She just is an asshole. She doesn't know that she's an asshole. She's doing her best. So I knock on the door and I go, Mom. And she goes, what? And I go, my vagina's bleeding everywhere. I cut the inside of it. It's bleeding. I keep fainting. She interrupts me and goes, it's just like the inside of your mouth. It'll heal quick.
Jordan stares at the audience with wide eyes.
I think about that every day. Why? 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 What? A few questions. Just a couple, actually. Why did she have the information so readily available? That's a big question. My biggest question is, why was she standing so close to the door? Anyway, now I'm like, okay, let's not use sex to deal with insecurity. Let's fucking figure out what it is on the inside, okay? And I think a big part of it is, I think if you grow up poor, you're inherently insecure because you see too much shit. Like, if you grow up trash, you see gnarly shit that you have to tell people. You have to be, you know, you don't have to, but... You kind of have to, right?
At some point it comes out. Somebody says, I love you, and you go, you don't love me. I know a guy who fucked a cat. You can't love me. You haven't seen what I've seen. We see too much. We hear too much. We hear a lot of adults having sex. A lot. If you grew up poor, you overheard adults having sex, and you didn't realize it until you got into high school, and some kid at some point goes, if I ever heard my parents having sex, I'd kill myself. And you go, yeah, I want to die every day, yeah. It's sex all the time. And it fucks you up as a kid if everybody's being... And I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's that the houses are smaller or the parents are younger when they're poor or, like, the insulation in the walls, the R value has been reduced by cat piss and cigarette smoke. I don't know. But I know it's a common thing. My dad would fuck all the... It's called covert incest when you fuck around your kids. It's called covert incest, which sounds extreme, doesn't it? Covert incest sounds like if there were three brothers stacked up in a trench coat.
She hunches, flexing her bicep.
And they all raped you? But covert incest, I was watching Law & Order SVU, and...
She nods at an audience member.
That show rips, dude. How is it legal for us to watch that? You're like, this guy fucked this woman's eye holes. And you're like, surely they won't show it. Oh, my God. I was watching it, and they were like, oh, this victim is she grew up with covert incest. And I was like, arr? And they were like, that's when one of your parents is being too sexual around you as a child. Not sexual at you, just around you. They're having sex around you. And what it does is, as an adult, you end up using sex to deal with complex emotions. And I got so overwhelmed by the TV diagnosing me that I shut it off and I masturbated immediately. It was only afterwards that I was like, ooh, another case closed. Stabler and Olivia, you are good. It happened a lot. My dad would have sex. My dad was upset that my mom was a lesbian, which is crazy because he met her coaching her rugby team.
Jordan smirks at the audience.
So then he was always trying to beat her body count, right? So he was always fucking these women, right? And I didn't know my dad. Like, my mom's was the safe space, right? And then I would get dropped off there, and there was just this young, tan carpenter fucking these super hot women, right? And I was not hot. I was a morbidly obese, small goth, okay? And I was a little jealous of those women. I'm not saying I wanted to fuck my dad, but I'm saying, like, I want to fuck my dad. Okay? I would never say I want to have sex with my dad, but I would say... I was slightly attracted. Maybe you guys had ugly dads. I had a hot dad who was... I had a fucking hot dad who's a cowboy and a carpenter. Try not being attracted to your dad when he's a ripped-ass tan guy going up to a unbroken thoroughbred, petting it, going, settle, girl. Settle.
She mimics petting a horse.
He was hot, dude. And he was mean, which is hot. I remember going up to him as a child and brushing his hair with a comb and him going, cut it out. And I was like, no. And then I brushed and he goes, cut it out. And I went, no. And I brushed it again. He grabbed me, whipped me over onto his lap, and then threw me onto the floor. And even as like a five-year-old, I was like, ooh, that's going to leave a lasting impression. Ooh, I'm going to have to reenact that with a man who's toxic. He would fuck all the time. He'd fuck these hot women, which, God, these poor women. Imagine, like, going over to a man's house and having sex with him, and you know he has, like, some weird goth child running around somewhere, but you're not sure where she's at. And then you just open the door after sleeping with him, and there's just me standing there with a Hello Kitty shirt, just a sixth grader, 220 pounds.
She lowers her head and glares up. She shifts her weight.
It's time for you to go home now. You've had enough alone time with Daddy.
Every time I talk about this, there's always one person in the audience that goes, Jesus. One time, he was fucking this... We went on this camping trip, and he was fucking this woman in a tent, and she was, like, obscene. It was, like, noon. She was squealing. She was like, you know,
fuck me, Jordan's dad, or whatever.
Or whatever the fuck. And I had,
like I had really bad OCD at the time. You get OCD. Also, if you come from a normal household, your parents tell you how to stay alive. They go water, bread, or whatever. I didn't have, my parents were like, I'm going to leave for 4 days. Here's a blowtorch. Go fuck yourself, right? So you develop childlike rules, right? You're like, okay, how about this? On the top of every hour, I'm going to tap my asshole 19 times on the off chance that keeps me alive. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, right? And then the next day you wake up and you're still alive. So you're like, better get to tapping.
She taps her butt.
I had really bad OCD at the time. I had OCD where when I pooped, I would have to wipe 111 times, okay? Sure, I bled, sure. Sure, I still have that same exact OCD thing, yeah. Clogged a lot of toilets. Sucks clogging a toilet when you're fat, let me tell you that. Everybody thinks you're clogging a toilet because your poop's fat, because you're fat, but our butthole's the same size as everybody else's butthole.
She juts her hand at the crowd.
You come out and you go, I clogged the toilet, and they go, I know, look at you. Anyway, I had the shit on this camping trip. I was probably 10. I went up to the tent, and I go, Dad, I gotta poop. And he said, well, I gotta come, so get out of here. So then I devised this plan where I was like, here's what I'm gonna do. I can swim. So I was like, I'm gonna swim deep, and then I'm gonna shit in the lake. The poop's gonna go down. I'm gonna get out cleaner than before I got in. The only downside to this is I might become too addicted to this method.
She smirks.
That is a risk I'm willing to take. I started pooping, and I had this thought, like I was like looking up at the clouds. I remember this very well, and I was like, dude, this is a big step. You are only like 10 years old. You're really fat. You have really bad OCD, and you managed to find a solution to this problem without any adults. And that's called self-soothing. And things might be all right for you. And then I turned and the poop was floating right in my face. As if it was looking at me being like, hell yeah, brother. I mean, up top, really good. And I was like, okay, I was on the shore. Here's the thing. I know it's grim. I know you're worried about me, but every sad thing that happens, there's a really positive, I'm coping, sure, sure. But every negative, there is a positive. And there was a beautiful thing that happened where I was on the shore. I was shaking gray. I was like, I have to kill myself tonight. And I watched the poop float towards the campsite. And I was like, oh, my God, my dad's going to find my poop. My boyfriend's going to find my poop.
She shifts on her feet nervously.
And I watched the tent unzip, and out emerged his naked whore. And she had to rinse my father's cum off her body. Where did she do it? Right in my poop water. Let's fucking go. That's God. Being like, this is going to be a really bad life, but here's one from your boy, okay? Never say I didn't do anything for you. I think the fat thing also fucked up my self-esteem. I was fat. I got fat because I got stuck in the milk cereal paradox. You guys know what that is? It's brutal, dude. I got fat. I had to hide to eat, right? Because you're fat. And when you eat when you're fat, people go, why are you eating if you're fat? And you go, dude, I'm hungry. And they go, no way. And you go, I'm serious. It's crazy. I really am. I also hid to eat because I had to drown out the sounds of my father cheating on me. There's only one more fucking my dad joke in this whole thing. I know if there's one person in here who's like, if there's one more fucking her dad joke, I'm out of here. You should go, because there is. There's one more. So the milk cereal paradox is where you put the cereal in the bowl, you put the milk in the bowl, you eat the cereal, there's milk left, right? So you gotta add cereal. But then it's a little too dry, so you gotta add milk, right? And then you gotta add more cereal because there's milk left. Look at that. And then it's a little too dry, so you add a little milk on top of that. And you get stuck in this transcendental. You gotta add the cereal in the bowl and the milk in the bowl and the cereal. The TV's on, it's fully dissociating. Cereal in the bowl and the milk in the bowl and eat the cereal in the bowl and me and the oh, me and the and the and the oh, me and me and me and me oh, oh, oh. And then you get type 2 diabetes. I did have type 2 diabetes. I got rid of it by sucking cock. You tried that? Sucked a lot of cock.
She sips her water.
Replace food addiction with sex addiction. Works every time. Works. Same. Some kid came over to the farm and was like, you want to put my penis in there? And I was like, yep, I put everything in there. Toss it back. And then I was worried that I was doing a bad job. I was worried that I was blowing him wrong, right? And as I had that thought, he looked down at me and I look up at him and he goes, hey. And I was like, uh-oh, you know, I was like, uh-oh, right? And he was like, and he goes, you're doing a really good job.
She grins.
And serotonin flooded my brain. And I was like, I never have to eat again. It really, I found out recently that this is an eating disorder. A woman confronted me after a show. She was mad about it. She came up to me and she's like, here's the deal. I'm very obsessed with animal facts, okay? Like, the one I'm obsessed with right now is, did you know that otters have a little pocket? You guys know that? Where they keep a rock?
Why didn't I know it my whole life?
Listen to me. They have a little pocket in their fur where they keep their favorite rock. And they take it out to open oysters, and where do they put it? Back in their pocket! Why didn't I know this? Why? How come when I was 13 and wanted to kill myself, how come there was like, the therapist was like, we're gonna give you 100,000 milligrams of lithium and you won't be able to feel your hands? Why weren't they like, hey, I know life is bad, but otters have a little rock pocket. I would have lived another day.
She rolls her eyes.
You know what I mean? Anyway, the animal fact that I was obsessed with at the time that this woman confronted me was that I thought that there were like two different types of pigs. I thought that they were like boars and pigs, but it turns out if you have an inside pig and you let it outside into the woods, it'll go from being a soft little babe pig, a little pink pig, a little pig pig, and it'll turn into a strong pig. Do you know this? It'll get thick tusks and long hair and thick skin, and you won't even recognize your pig. You might recognize it because you have a special connection, but, and then you let it out, it'll be outdoor pig, right? So I viewed this as self-help. I was like, yes, I'm a pig. I can go from inside pig to outside pig in 2 days. Watch me. And then this woman came up to me after the show and she was like, I'm so glad that you brought up anorexia. And I was like, did I? And she was like, I'm currently in recovery for it right now. See? And she put her arm out and she had thick black arm hair. And I was like, what is that? And she was like, that's what happens when you lose too much weight, is your body starts producing thick hair to protect itself from the cold. And I went, you're a pig!
She smiles enthusiastically, holding out her hand.
And she was like, what did you just say? And I was like, oh, no, 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 no. I apologize. You're not like a pig pig. You're a pig on the loose. If anything, you're an outside pig. Do you want to buy a poster? It was so bad. Anyway, I lost all this weight sucking cack.
She tilts her head and grins at the audience.
I was sucking a lot of cock. I stopped being goth. I stopped being goth because a cool black kid walked by me in school and went, and I said, get it off. It's over. You're right. Very important for black people to keep white people in check. We get weird, dude. White people get scary. White dude hitting on you, way more scary than a black dude catcalling you. You notice that? We give black dudes a bad rap for catcalling, way less scary. Black dude catcalling you, it's like this. Hey, and you go, what? And they go, you wanna fuck? And you go, no. And they go, okay, that's it. It's over, they walk away, right? And you walk away being so mad, you're like, how dare he? White dudes, when they hit on you, they never say they want sex, even though you can hear their balls brimming with cum. You hear, and you're like, what is that? Is that a dog whistle? What is that? You can see cum in their waterline. They always come up way too close.
She wags her tongue.
Ask you something terrifying? What album would you take to a desert island?
She frowns, then takes a sip of water.
Anyway, but I lost a bunch of weight because of the cack. And I lost a bunch of weight really quickly because I just, you know, started blowing dudes instead of eating. And then what happened was I got a lot of loose skin on my belly. Loose. And it would get stuck in my zipper. Picture it.
Yes.
It was gross, dude. It was gross. I mean, it's fine. Bodies are bodies. Who the fuck cares? My problem with it was when I was on my hands and knees taking all that cack, it would hang low. Low. Like a dorsal fin.
She swings her arm.
And it would, that's also fine. Who gives a fuck? But mine would make a fucking sound. So, how do I say this? That ass would clap. But then that flap would slap. Creating a speed bag scenario.
She shakes her head, pumping her arm rhythmically.
They would want to keep it on tempo. We both want it to stay on tempo. We'd run a baka chicky, baka chicky, baka chicky, baka chicky. But sometimes it would get off tempo, and that's awkward, so we'd have to work together to be like, one, two, three, baka chicky, baka chicky, baka chicky. Yeah, dude, we got it. So I got plastic surgery. I got it cut off. I did it. I'm one of these girls who got plastic surgery. Did not change anything. Did not. I thought it was going to take away all my insecurity. Zero. I should have kept it. Why? Because I could have made a little rock pocket out of it. Oh, could you imagine? I could have kept a rock in my little skin pocket. But I've thought about this a lot. Like, I've thought about it. I've cut my skin off. I removed my fucking pussy hair so that I can meet a man, right? There's so much pressure. I'm 33. So much pressure. All these people trying to solve your problem. My mothers love me, but they want to... They're like, just be gay. Just be gay, baby girl. Why are you doing this to yourself, right? But their whole thing is like, my masculinity does get in the way. It does. Even my body, my hand. Look how big my hands are, dude. These things around a cock, it dwarfs it. Let me see your penis, sir.
She extends her open hand.
Pull it up here for a second. It gets little, dude. It's like you're on, it's really intense. And but their whole thing is like, if you're gay, you can escape heteronormativity. You don't have to deal with the man-woman dynamic. And I'm like, is that true? Because it seems like lesbians have a pretty heteronormative dynamic. Every lesbian couple I know, there's a man and a woman, dude. One of my moms is a lipstick lesbian. She carries around the fucking, she's a hairstylist. She has the bag that has no strap. What's that called? Snatch? Clutch. Clutch is in a car. Whatever. She does the long eyelash extension. She does the long nails, right? When did we decide as a gender that elongating the dead parts of our body is what makes somebody beautiful? Where was I? And we're like, you know, it's really elegant. It's fucking crazy, dude. Why do we have to immobilize ourselves more? My friends with these nails are like, can you put the water in my body? I can no longer operate any motor skills. Please help.
She touches her fingertips to her mic.
And then my other mom is, you know, is a CrossFit instructor. She looks like a French bulldog, you know. She wears a bolo on special occasions. I'm like, yeah, you're a man, Donna. You're a man and a woman in a heteronormative relationship. You know what I mean? They look normal. I shouldn't say normal. They look like one of God's children. If God saw them, he would be like, go right in. I feel more queer than them. I'm this fucking pseudo-lesbian fucking all these little NPR beta cucks. Strapping all these little dorks to the back of my motorcycle, being like, wrap your legs around me, little buddy. And they're like, okay, but is my laptop bag gonna be okay? Because my laptop's in it.
She chuckles.
I'm sick of it. And then my other mom, you know, my biological mom, she doesn't care. She just is, she wants me to find somebody. I don't even know if she does. She just says shit that's mean on accident. Like, I bought a house upstate, right? Not upstate, like not like upstate, but like, oh, you know? Like, you know, paintball upstate. And I was like, I was in the house and it needs a lot of work and I was crying because me and my dad used to do carpentry together. It needs a lot of work and he's dead, right? And also, when you buy a house, you want to fuck your dad in it, right?
She lifts one eyebrow and holds up three fingers.
That's number three. That's the last one. But she comes up behind me. I'm crying about my dad. And she comes up and she starts hugging me. And she goes, I know why you're crying. And I said, you do? You know why I'm crying? And she goes, yeah, you're crying because you thought by this age you'd be buying a house while married to a man. And I was like, I was not thinking that at all. And she goes, well, it's something to think about. And just scurried off. And I get it. I get it. You want to be in a partnership. If you want to have kids, I don't know if I want to have kids. Having kids is a little fucked up. Here's the deal. If I don't have kids, here's what I'm worried about. Being a woman is a bad, it's a bad gig. Okay. We're having a bad time. Okay. It's rough. It's hilariously bad. And if you have a kid, all of those things that make it bad, right? Your cycle, your tits, your weird, dumb tits, all of this become utilized when you have a kid, right? So I'm worried if I don't have a kid, my life will just be a man having a really bad time. Does that make sense? That's what I'm worried about. Because when you have a kid, all of a sudden your whole body gets utilized and men become completely irrelevant, right? Which is, dude, I went over to my friend's house. She just had a baby, okay? She, dude, it was fucked up. She looked fucked up. Have you seen one of these ladies? She was still pregnant. I was like, why are you, the baby was out. I was like, why are you still, what's in there? And she's like, I don't know. She was hooked up to these milk pumps. Have you seen these things? Have you seen these things? Why are they see-through? Riddle me that. Her tits, her big tits were in the cones and it was making this like hypnotic sci-fi matrix. It was like that. And her nipples were going in the things and they're big. They're like cocks. And then big cocks. Why do the nipples get so, and the milk was coming out of them, like, come out of the cocks. It was so gross. And I was like really overwhelmed. And I was like, why are you pumping? And she's like, I'm an overproducer. And I was like, never say that again. Never say those words again. And I was like, and then she took her nipple out and she was putting it in the baby's mouth. And you watch the mom just dissociate, just like.
She stares forward blankly.
That's a good latch.
And I was like, why are you breastfeeding? And she was like, I have to also breastfeed because the baby might have bacteria in its mouth and my nipple will know to produce an enzyme that cures that bacteria. I was like, what did you just say to me? What are you talking about? Your nipple is like,
no, I got this. I got it. No, I'm on it right now.
What? Who knows? Your nipple knows? And then I turn and her fucking Where's Waldo ass husband is in the kitchen like, you guys want pizza? I was like, what is he doing alive? That's bizarre, right? That women have to go through all the biology, right? We still have to fucking pump out a kid and hook it up to our fucking system. Like, but man, you don't have to hunt and kill and bring it back. You just have it. No, I downloaded the Uber Eats app. It took a minute to load, but I got it. That's fucking insane, dude. I looked this up. I started getting obsessed with this. I was like, why do women have to have such a bad time giving birth? It seems like the one thing that should, right? I started looking up other animals who give birth. I looked up chimp because they look like us. I was like, bro, they're throwing elbows. They're ripping, dude. They're ripping like we rip. I was expecting the video. I looked up female chimp giving birth. You don't have to look up female. You can just type chimp giving birth. I didn't want to see a boy doing it. That's stupid that I did that. But I saw what I expected the video to be was, I expected it to be like lady monkey on her back, feet up, you know, with the thumb toes. And maybe she's doing the breathing, the her other lady friends are around her, her monkey friends, smacking the ground, being like, ah, ah, ah.
She flails her arm.
You know? Didn't you picture that? That's not what it is. The video, you can look it up. It's a lady monkey just walking around, just doing like monkey shit. She's like.
She touches the mic stand, then knocks it over.
And then at one point she starts like poking at her pussy. She's like, and then she just looks down. She grabs the fucking baby's head, rips it out, puts it on the ground, and it just gets up and gets a job. It's just a whole monkey. It's a whole fucking thing. It's like, I'm gonna go get us food. That was crazy. You did great. I'll get us pizza. I'll get pizza. That's fucked up.
She puts the mic stand back up.
I've thought about this a lot. And my issue is women should not have to be the more feminine gender. We're more diesel. We do a lot more, right? If you try and pop a zit on a man's back, ow! If you pop a zit on our back, we're like, lean into it. And it's fucked me up for a long time, right? I'm like, why do I have to do it? Why do I have to pull my vagina hair out? Why do I have to be hot? Why do I have to do these things? And I've realized, because I used to be like, it's the patriarchy. It's women are dumb, right? I went through all these phases, and I realized what it is that in society, you want to have like a unified sense of self. And men, you guys naturally have that. You wake up every day the same person, right? You wake up, you go, wallet in the back left, keys in the front right, time to live my day. I like that. I do. I really do. I wish that I was like that so much, but we're not like that. You know what I mean? We have multiple people living in us throughout the month. We have many different creatures, and we can't say that. We can't be like, hey, will you love me forever? I don't know who I'm going to be tomorrow. So instead we go, no, look at the tits. See my fake tits? See my big tits? Yeah. Same person with the big tits, right? Or we put makeup on. Like, we try and create a cohesive sense of self. We have like, we have like four different creatures that I've counted. We have the premenstrual girl, okay, Fat Beatrice. I won't talk about her too long because people do get weird, but what I will say is when you're in PMS, you don't know what it's like to not be her, right? And when you're out of it, you don't remember what it's like to be in it, which feels similar to an acid trip, honestly. You know when you're on acid and you're like, I'm always gonna be like this forever, I'm stuck like this, and then you get out of it and you're like, who the fuck was that demon? That's what it's like, right? When men are like, she be tripping, we literally do be tripping, okay? We look in the mirror, we don't recognize ourselves. We see a big fat, we're like, when did I become a waterbed with a little frowny face drawn on it, you know? It sucks, dude. And then you're just praying the whole time. You're like, please let me get out of this hell vortex. And then you finally get out of it, right? You're like, please, the darkness is too dark, let me bleed. And then you become a different creature. That's not you, that's Rasputin, dude. She's fucked up. She's my favorite, honestly, because she's ravenous, she's like raw, and she's dying from blood loss. It's crazy. I mean, there's women in this room right now that are pumping blood out of their pussies right now. They don't want to be here. They want to be in a field taking down a deer, sucking its blood for iron. They don't want to be here, but they agreed to go. They went, I bought the tickets, so why wouldn't I want to go? If I'm the same exact person, why wouldn't I want to go?
She tilts her head, staring pensively at the crowd.
Maybe they went to the bathroom. Maybe they wiped and then they got blood down their arm. We've all done that. Wipe it off with toilet paper. Roll the toilet paper up. Make a bump of clot. Right? Tuck that right between the labia. Walk out and people are like, how are you? And you're like, I'm doing really well, actually. No, I'm doing really well. Love comedy. I love comedy. Love to laugh. Every time you laugh, your tampon is coming out a little bit more. Brutal. That's weird. Every time a woman leaves the bathroom bleeding out of her vagina, she should walk out going, blood in the hole! It should not be. And then after you get your period, that's my least favorite week. It's the best week, but it's the worst week because that's when you become the liar. That's Gwen. Gwen, after you get your period, you lose all the water weight, right? You feel hot. You start working out again. You start making promises you can't keep. I'm never going to be like that. You talk to your boyfriend. You lie to him. I'm never going to be like that again. That was crazy. That was crazy. No, I'm not going to send text messages like that. I'm not going to binge eat like that. We're going to have celery sticks. No, no, no. And then like clockwork every month. Wah! Giant bag of shredded cheese, naked, 4 a.m. Fridge wide open, getting shredded cheese in your pubes. You don't care. You don't care. Judging your friend save the dates. You're like, she's a whore. He's fat. Never going to last. I'm not going. And maybe there's like a couple days where you feel like yourself, but you can't get, attached to that version of you because the darkness is always ascending. And men, you guys are different. You guys are, I'm Brian every day. And that's awesome. I do respect that about you. That's why I date you. When women communicate, the only things we talk about are what fucked up psychological tribe we're trying to escape, right? We're like, do you ever think I'll stop being an anxiously attached EMTJ, Mercury, Gemini, sourdough, rising, or whatever the fuck? When you talk to men, they're like, hey, you ever happen to see a possum hustle?
She mimics holding a phone to her ear.
I'm like, no, dude. You looking at one? Yeah, these fuckers can go. That's great. I love that. That's refreshing. But you should like about us that we're a multi-dimensional, many-faceted creature, right? Because I'm sick of my guy friends who are like, I just want to find a chill girl who's into anal. I'm like, awesome, dude, you're gay. Be gay, brother. You're a gay man. And that's great, but you're gonna have a bad time if you try and find a chill woman. We're not meant to be chill, bro. The name of our gender is, whoa, man, that's not an accident. Somebody named us. Somebody went, that's a man, and that's, oh, it's biting, it's biting.
We're always in our heads. We're always stuck in this fucking hell cycle. We're always thinking 9 months ahead. We always are future tripping. That's why we like getting choked out. Haven't you wondered why every other woman you fuck is like, would you actually mind killing me tonight? It's because when you cut off our passageway, all of the neuroses shuts off and we're limited to just basic survival thoughts. Just live, breathe, don't die. And we get to feel how it feels to think like a man for 2 goddamn seconds. All right, that's it. I gotta go. Thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys. I don't know what to do with my hands. I go. Yes, yes, yes.
Jordan waves to the crowd, then dances. She grabs her water and drinks, shakily pouring onto the floor. She hunches with a mouthful of water, grinning at the crowd. She waves and exits the stage. A blooper reel is shown.
Tip of the tongue. Okay.
I want to go home.
Okay.
Credits. Written and performed by Jordan Jensen. Directed by Eric Abrams. Executive producer Jordan Jensen, Eric Abrams, Jordan Levi, Alex Breisel, Brian Stern. Produced by Matt Schuler. Text reads, filmed at Gramercy Theater in New York, New York. Special thanks to David Fine and all the staff at the Gramercy Theater that made this possible. This special is dedicated to Hélène Lumia. Rest in peace, Dingus. More special thanks follow. In the logo for Hard Box, a small box is pressed between a thumb and finger. Video description by Diffuse. Voicer, Vito DiFilippo. Scriptwriter, Belinda Hubert.
A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.